The Senate Committee on Governance and Finance will come to order. Good afternoon, everyone. As we continue to take precautions to manage ongoing COVID-19 risks, the Senate continues to welcome the public and has provided access to both in-person and teleconference participation for public comment. For individuals wishing to provide public comment via the teleconference service, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 1-877-226-8163, and the access code is 824-5991. I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. We've never had that happen in this committee, so I don't expect it to happen today. We are holding our committee hearing here in room 2200 of the O Street building. I ask all members of the committee to be present so we can establish our quorum and begin our hearing. We'll take the roll now.
Senators Caballero?
Present.
Caballero, present. Nielsen? Durazo?
Here.
Durazo, present. Hertzberg? Wiener?
Present.
Wiener, present.
We have a quorum. We have one item on the agenda today, which is SB 440 by Senator Dodd, which the committee is considering pursuant to Senate Rules 29.10D. So we'll hear from our first author, and I will present the bill on behalf of Senator Dodd, who is in another committee chairing.
Senator Caballero.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and members. SB 440 authorizes the State Board of Equalization to provide taxpayers filing under the Alcohol Beverage Tax Program to automatically receive deadline extensions up to 3 months for reports, returns, or payment of tax for any person in an area identified in a state of emergency for up to 12 months following the governor's declaration of a state of emergency or during the duration of a state of emergency, whichever is less. This bill is really patterned after a governor executive order after the COVID pandemic hit, giving people a break from having to file their taxes because of the state of emergency. Additionally, SB 440 provides taxpayers who receive deadline extension may also be granted automatically penalty and interest relief from taxes, because obviously if you don't pay your taxes on time, interest and penalty starts right away. SB 440 is sponsored by the Board of Equalization and mirrors, as I said, recent changes made to other special tax and fee programs to ensure that all special taxes and fees are administered efficiently, effectively, and fairly, while providing much-needed assistance to taxpayers when they need it. There is no known opposition, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote today.
And I understand, thank you, Senator Caballero. I understand we have a support witness, that is Dustin Weatherby.
Yes.
If we could get the witness to...
I believe he's on the teleconference line.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Moderator, do we
Good
have...
Good afternoon, Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Caballero and members of the committee. I'm Dustin Weatherby, and I'm the Chief of the Legislative Research and Statistics Division at the California State Board of Equalization. So I would first like to thank Senator Dodd and his staff for all their work on this bill and committee staff for their thorough analysis. To be brief, SB 440 is sponsored by the BOE and makes two changes. First, it allows taxpayers filing under the Alcoholic Beverage Tax Program to automatically receive deadline extensions up to 3 months for reports, returns, or payment of tax or any person in an area identified in a state of emergency proclamation for the lesser of up to 12 months following the governor's proclamation or during or the duration of the emergency. Additionally, it authorizes taxpayers who receive these extensions to also receive penalty and interest relief from taxes that have been extended regardless of whether that taxpayer has filed a statement under the penalty of perjury. SB 440 streamlines the administration of the program and reduces agency workload while providing immediate assistance to taxpayers when they need it the most. SB 440 passed out of the Assembly unanimously, and I want to thank the committee for their time, and the BOE respectfully requests your support of SB 440. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Weatherby. We now move on to support, right? Support in the room here. Is there's anyone here in support of SB 440? Seeing none, we move on, moderator, to see if there are any supporters of SB 440 on the line.
There are no participants on the phone at this time.
Okay, thank you. And then we move to opposition. So do we have anyone here in the room in opposition to SB 440? Okay, seeing none. Moderator, do we have any one speaking in opposition to SB 440 on the line?
There are no participants on the phone at this time.
Okay. Seeing we have no more pros and cons, we now have a motion. Okay. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in code 277. Is that? Okay. So moved by Senator Wiener. And now we vote. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Close, Senator Caballero, if you'd like to make closing remarks.
Just ask for your I vote today in concurrence with the Senate Assembly actions.
Okay. Ready to vote.
All right. Motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Senators Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Nielsen? Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Hertzberg? Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. 3-0.
Okay, we'll hold this. Measures on call. Thank you. Sorry about that.
No, don't worry about it.
I think I said it all.
Okay, good.
Good luck. I don't know how long you're going to have to sit here.
Well, they need the room, so we got to do something one way or another.
Well, we'll be hearing that.
We are back in session for Senate Governance and Finance Committee. We will call the roll one last time on SB 440 by Senator Dodd. The vote is 3-0 with the chair voting aye.
Senator Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hertzberg?
No.
Hertzberg, no.
No, not aye.
Hertzberg, aye. 5-0.
I just want to see if staff is listening.
5-0. The bill is out. This concludes the work today for the Senate Governance and Finance Committee. The committee is adjourned.